Hi, I'm Eric.
I'm Keithy.
And I'm Jackson. And this is The Breakdown, where we fill you in and give you the need to know of the day.
Coming off the Cardinal District Championship and heading straight into regionals this week, we have the Woodbridge Vikings swim and dive team.
With a regional championship for the diver on February 7th and the regional championship swim meet the day after on the 8th, this team has a whole lot more than school to prepare for.
The majority of their swim team meets are held at Cogan's High School's indoor swim facility.
Just like Cogan's new addition and adding of a swimming pool, over the recent years, Woodbridge has raised the standards for selecting the team and eligibility for consideration of a varsity letter.
In doing so, the coaching staff believes these standards and new measures will not only make Woodbridge a great swim team, but an excellent swim program.
Quoted from staff and coaches of the Woodbridge swim and dive team, in addition to their commitment as coaches, they will provide a safe and healthy environment for practice and competition, create demanding workouts, pushing the swimmers to do their best work, and to devise meet strategies that will help every swimmer improve and excel towards attaining their goals while contributing to the team's success.
Following that, we talked to a few of the swimmers, asking for their thoughts and experience with the swim team itself.
First, we have lady swimmers Ellie Martin and Bella Carr, who enjoy being on the team and feel it is a very spirited and collective group that has a very positive attitude regarding swim and dive. Next, we have Mitchell Meyer, who, being one of the team's best lead swimmers and a senior, believes that the team is really hardworking and a dedicated group of individuals, especially with waking up early and going to practice before school twice a week, and with all that hard work placing third in districts.
Mitchell will also be swimming at the University of Florida in college, where he will be getting a degree in civil engineering.
He continued on to say he doesn't plan on swimming professionally after college, but if he has the free time in the future or need a fallback career of coaching, which would be a great option being someone of such talent.
Producing swimmers and divers like these shows how strong and productive their Woodbridge swim team is and can be even more in the future.
After getting through districts, we have a bunch of swimmers going to states for both the dive team and the swim team. All are looking forward to swimming in the state competition and placing and showing off their time that they put in the pool and gym. With there being a lot of seniors on the swim team, the juniors, sophomores, and freshmen are going to have to step their game up and take the role of showing off what Woodbridge has to offer as a swim team and dive team. Being a past swimmer and being the young one in the age group, I know what it's like to go through an experience like this. Having all the people you looked up to and followed behind leave, you have to start being the new one to lead and show what's yet to come.
Being with the background of playing sports, it's hard to balance time between schoolwork and doing sports at the same time. Like, it's sometimes it works out, sometimes it doesn't. You get really stressed, but it looks like when a sport means a lot to you, then you know you could do anything, I guess.
Coming from a new school where sports was different from this school is like completely different, because like the change of environment and group of people you have to adapt to gets like better or worse depending on how you adapt to certain people. And you know, like the time consuming is different from the time consuming at a different school, like practices in the morning besides practices in the afternoon, or like games on this day and then games on another day, or like traveling different places too can consume up a lot of your time.
Having good hard work and dedication definitely puts you ahead of the pack and shows you what you need as a team as a whole. Well, that's another one down. Finishing up with Woodbridge swim team gave us a look at what products could come from such a great environment. We'll be back next week with our reflection on the Oscars and how that went down.